Lance Metal, Paul DeTito here with you on Giants.com. This is the latest edition of Fact or Fiction, Paul. Here we go. Statement number one. Playing the Packers and the Vikings in weeks 4 and 5 is the toughest back-to-back games on the Giants' schedule.
Well, you know, you could say that just based on the opponents. I don't think there's much question there. But how about at the end of the season, when the Giants may be involved in a very hotly contested playoff race, and they'll have to play two teams in the NFC East back-to-back in Philadelphia and Washington? That may actually wind up being the toughest, especially when you consider the war of attrition, when you don't know exactly who's going to be playing and how many snaps.
Though you could make a strong case for Vikings-Packers regardless of the opposition, Paul, because remember, both games are on the road. One is a Monday night game. Then you have a quick turnaround going into a Sunday night game as well.
Also, two NFC teams could be wild card tiebreaker implications.
Absolutely. All right, statement number two. The Giants need to go at least 4-2 in the division in order to win the NFC East.
Yeah, you would think that's the case because very, very rarely has a team gone 500 in the NFC East and still even made the playoffs. So I'd say, yeah, you got to win at least four.
Well, how about this nugget? In the last decade, the only team that had a record less than 4-2 was the Giants at 3-3, and that was in 2011. Everybody else, 4-2 or greater. For Paul DeTino, I'm Lance Bell. This is the latest edition of Fact or Fiction.